CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Sakes, what are you doing home at noon? I didn't plan on you for lunch.
No, I didn't come home for lunch. I came home to look for that slip of paper. You know, I wrote the phone number of that guy, that Hemingway guy at the State Capitol.
You came all the way home for that?
Yeah.
Really, dear, this obsession about getting back that silly fish. I tell you.
That silly fish was the largest muskie ever caught in this state. And game warden or no game warden, I am pulling strings to get him back. I'll get it. Yeah, I put the call through from the office just in case I could catch the guy. I told him to... Hello? Yes. Yes, it is. Do we what? What? Look, I'm sorry. I can't understand what you... Yes. Yes, we have a little boy. His name is Bobby, and he's 2 years old. What do you mean, describe him? What is... He what?
I'm fixing a fruit salad, so you might as well plan to have some lunch as long as you're home, dear.
Would you hold on just a minute, please? Listen, where in Sam Hill is Bobby?
What did you say, dear?
Where is Bobby?
Bobby? Well, he's outside with Betsy.
Well, he is not outside with Betsy. He's at Mrs. Perkins' house, a quarter of a mile down the road, without a stitch on.
More from The Couple Next Door in just a moment.
Lucy, if anyone phones me tonight, I'm not home.
Oh, dear. All week you've been coming home like this, cross and tired.
If you'd had my nagging backache with restless, sleepless nights, you'd feel worn out, too.
But why just complain of backache? Do something.
What?
Try Doane's pills.
Right. Doane's pills are an analgesic and mild diuretic to the kidneys. Nagging backache, also headache, dizziness, and muscular aches and pains, may come on with overexertion, emotional upsets, or everyday stress and strain. Doane's pain-relieving action is often the answer, and they also offer mild diuretic action through the kidneys. So if nagging backache is making you feel worn out, tired, and miserable, with restless, sleepless nights, don't wait. Try Doane's pills, used successfully by millions for over 60 years. See if they don't bring you the same welcome relief. Get Doane's pills today. To save money, buy Doane's big economy size.
And let me tell you something else, young lady. When your mother tells you to keep an eye on Bobby, you keep an eye on him.
I did, Daddy. I was watching him. And then he wanted to come in the house, so I opened the screen door and he was playing on the porch.
Do you realize, young lady?
Dear, don't shout. Don't shout. Now keep your voice down. I put Bobby upstairs for his nap and I want him to go to sleep.
Well, I'm sorry, but if you had any idea how embarrassed I was to trot down to this perfect stranger's house, and here is my son naked.
Well, I should have given you some shorts for him, but you leaped into the car and tore out of here so fast, and I guess we're both so upset.
Oh, I told this Mrs. Perkins. I dropped the bath towel she loaned me off, at her house on my way back to the office. But find my son running all over the neighborhood without a stitch on.
Well, he's only two.
I don't care how old he is. Who took off his clothes?
He takes them off.
He hates clothes, and since he discovered how to unzip them and unbutton them, I just cannot keep him with anything on. I haven't worried about it because we have no close neighbors, and it does him good to be in the sun. But why worry about the fact he had no clothes on? That's not important. What is important is that he should not wander off, and you were supposed to be watching him, Betsy.
I was watching him every minute.
Well,
then he wanted to go up on the porch, so I let him in.
I didn't know you let him in. I didn't see him on the screen porch. When you are told to watch him after this, you watch him until I tell you that I've got him. Well, I don't know what we're going to do.
Boy, when I think of that toddler out there on the road...
No, he doesn't take the road. He takes the path through the woods, but he has never gone alone. I always walk with him.
Even the path through the woods is dangerous. There are hundreds of squirrels and... Well, Bobby's got no fear at all of animals.
I know, that part is wonderful.
Wonderful? Look, he charges right up to anything, that kid. Dogs, cats, skunks, snakes... Why, when I had him at the zoo, I took my eyes off him for 1 second, and I turned around, and he was practically holding hands with the orangutan or whatever he is.
Oh, it's not an orangutan. Well, it's a chimpanzee.
All right, a chimpanzee.
Anyhow, that part I don't mind so much. I think it's wonderful Bobby has this really complete understanding with animals. What bothers me is that Betsy didn't watch him.
He was on the porch. I thought he was all right.
He is never all right if you haven't got an eagle eye on him every second. Most of the time, I keep him in that big fenced-in run with a dog. They get along marvelously. But if I don't, I can't sit down. I can't do one thing but watch him. He's like Quicksilver. 1 minute he's here, the next he isn't. You know?
See, if he's like this at 2 years old, what's he going to be at 3 or 4 or 5?
Or 16 or 18.
Or 16.
At an age when he can get a driver's license.
Yeah.
I tell you, I worry so when
well,
I think of
he
that.
He will
just
not be allowed to drive the car, I'll tell you that.
Then he will work and earn money to buy his own car, dear. Jimmy Reynolds got a job driving a delivery truck for a laundry company, and he is getting $72.50 a week.
$72.50?
Yes, and he's buying his own jalopy, as he puts it. His mother's nearly wild, just nearly wild.
Well, I got to get back to the office.
I fixed a fruit salad. You might as well have lunch here, and I'll
tell you.
Yeah,
this baby.
Well,
you know,
don't act as though it's my fault.
It isn't my fault. I put him on the porch.
Well, you put him on the porch. You should have told your mother you put him on the porch.
At 11:30, I told Betsy I was going to start getting lunch and keep an eye on Bobby, and she said she would.
I did, but he wanted to play on the porch, so I let him in.
Well, you didn't tell me. And I was busy. Somebody called, and I got tied up on the phone.
Oh, you're always on the phone. I get a busy signal every time I try to call home. If you have any idea how frustrating and infuriating it is, you're trying to call your home and you get nothing but
well, I hardly think that's the issue at hand. And anyhow, stop it. Anyhow, you who have moped around all weekend about your precious fish that was confiscated because you caught him out of season have been on the phone,
well,
I might add.
Well, that is hardly the issue at hand. Instead of yelling at each other over everything else, I want to say that I do not see how a mother could allow herself to get so tied up on the phone discussing bridge parties that she could possibly be so negligent as not to know that her only son was wandering naked through the woods.
It's
probably my call. I'll finish what I want to say, so don't go away. I got to talk. Hello? Yes. Yeah. What?
Well, I don't know.
I thought you put Bobby up for his nap.
I did.
But now he's down at somebody named McPherson's again.
McPherson's.
All right, wherever it is, without a stitch on.
Seems monstrous to do this. It really did.
Look, we may be saving his life. Oh, yeah, hold that board now. Hold
just
it there.
Just a second. Betsy, now for heaven's sakes, watch Bobby. Don't take your eyes off him a second down there until Daddy and I get this plywood nailed over the top of his baby bed, and then you can bring him out.
I just got this other corner. I hope the darn thing will hold. Otherwise, I guess we'll have to buy some old used circus equipment for him. Say, a good, strong gorilla's cage. Hey, Gargantua died, didn't he? Maybe we could get his.
He's going to look like something in a cage with his board nailed over the top of his bed, and he certainly won't like it. But I agree with you. A desperate situation calls for desperate measures.
Well, I apologize to you, bawling you out for negligence. When the three of us just sat there in the living room, and how that two-year-old child got out of his crib, down the stairs and out the door, and wandered way down to the McPherson's, while I'm bawling you out for not keeping a sharper lookout, I was even facing the doorway. I don't know. I just don't know. All right, there, that'll do it. Has he ever managed to climb over the bars of his bed before?
Never, and I hope that was the last. This top should keep him in. We can lower and raise this side of the bed to give him plenty of air through the
bars. Yeah, well, we're all right now until he figures out how to reach through the bars and under the bed and loosen the latch to the side so it falls and he can
mention it. Well, eat your lunch and get back to work. Betsy, bring Bobby up, sweetheart.
Oh, boy, as you said, if he's this bad now, what'll he be like at 16?
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.